Well, back when I was being less sexually ethical, I would have different hairs would show up on me.
Please tell me I told you the story about and his girlfriend.
No.
Okay. You know how I shed like a motherfucker? Came over to visit, and this was at the apartment that Steve, Renee, and I lived at. Came over for a game, got home, took a shower, and was going down on him, and she goes, "What the fuck is this?" And she pulls a really, really, really
Long
long
blonde
hair.
hair.
Well, I was a redhead at that point, so he pull she pulls this really, really, really long red hair. She was like, "This isn't mine." And he was like, "I have no idea how that got there." She was like, "Bullshit, this is blah, blah." And I was like, "Do do
For the
do."
record, what was he doing hanging out at your house?
Hanging out with Steven and I and Renee.
How did he get your hair on his junk?
Because my hair was all over the place. So he must have got it on his head or something, and then when he was taking a shower, it
Ah, it washed
shifted.
down. Now,
Or maybe he was trying to, like, wrap hair around his dick. I don't know.
maybe he was masturbating with your brush. Did you ever leave him alone for a bit? Did you leave your brush in the bathroom? Oh my
No.
God. He was using your brush to comb out his pubes.
Oh.
Ew. Do you still have that brush? I hope you don't have that brush anymore.
I don't know if I do. No, I think I do. Oh my god. I've been using the same brush forever. Because I
Oh.
rarely brush my hair.
Yeah, I can see why, because it's full of Matt pubes. Or, pubes. I say that because I had a friend whose name was Matt.
Oh. And he
And
used to brush
his
his
dad was
pubes with your
named
hair?
Gennaro DiGennaro.
That's terrible.
I don't know, I think he's pretty fucking pimp. You throw an accent in on that one?
That's like calling your son Robert Roberts.
Robert Robertson. Like Robbie Robertson from the band. See? Pimp.
What
Boom.
band?
The band.
What band?
Oh, is this. We're not Abbott and Costelloing this.
Okay.
You're gonna have to wiki the
The
band.
band
The
is
band.
actually a band.
Yes, I actually have a.
A the band.
I have a video, a DVD over here of their last concert in the 70s. Martin Scorsese directed it. Then, of course, I saw them in the 80s.
And
Because
you're
their
in.
last concert was in the 70s when Robbie Robertson quit. And then they're like, you know what? We like getting paid. So they went back. But since then, most of them have died except for Robbie Robertson. Levon Helms,
So
who.
he won in the long run.
Yeah, Levon Helms just died recently of some kind of nasty cancer. But Richard Manuel.
Think cancer of the balls would be a terrible way to die.
Ball cancer. Yeah, nobody likes ball cancer. Prostate cancer is bad because the cure leaves you dickless or limpy dicked.
Why don't they have to take out your prostate?
Yeah, and that messes with your dicks.
Not the first and second one, but the third, fourth, and seventh. They're fucked.
You know, if I want seven dicks, I can probably find them. We did drive right by that adult video store with the.
Seven dicks. I got Snow White and the Seven Dicks.
It's on YouTube. I mean, not YouTube, but you know, it's on
YouPorn
YouPorn or PornTube
or RedTube.
or XNXX.
Why are there so many porn sites?
Because masturbating is fun, and free masturbating is even better.
That's also true. That's also
Damn
true.
it! I thought we were gonna not do that.
I have to. I have to. Every time I say that, I'm like.
Oh, it's kind of like when you pluck a nose hair and you try not to sneeze and you can't. Hey, it is Sunday.
It is.
And we are not doing whiskey today
Nope.
because you are trying to get rid of the wine before you move. This is the last whiskey on a Sunday before the move.
Before the move, yes.
Although any that you've heard are you're hearing them after the move because we're banking a few of them.
Yeah, we're
Yes.
banking a bunch of them.
You hear that?
That it?
That's the
Was that?
sound
That's
of
the sound of delicious.
glorious booze. Don't mix. No. Okay.
Cling.
So I just went from the good wine and I've downgraded. I downshifted.
Yes. I specifically bought a bottle of Saltwater Vineyards Merlot, 2008 Merlot. It's Connecticut grapes, which is very different than what we typically have, but.
Well, there's in our area of New England, because of the shoreline and the climate, there are quite a few vineyards that have a unique, and there's certain grapes that do very well. I have been to Saconnet, which is in Rhode Island on the Narragansett Bay, which makes an awesome Cabernet Franc, and I really love their wine because I drink it by pouring it into my mouth. We both have been to Stonington. I went with their. That was the first one I went to with my wife because we were just bumming around New England on our honeymoon, and that's the first one we hit. And both you and, no, both myself and your parents are members of their cellar club, right?
Right.
Which just means you buy a case and you get discounts, further discounts on further cases.
Well, and the best part is it actually exponentially increases.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My parents have capped out at 22%.
Otherwise, they would be giving them wine, showing up, giving them wine for free.
Yes.
But you get free tastings.
Right. Well, he gets one free tasting.
Yes. Which means every time you drive by Stonington, pull in, have a few swigs of beer, of wine, and you get a free glass. Mm-hmm. Which is great for me, because I am clumsy and I break glasses. Especially when I'm drinking wine. Sporty-odio. Yeah. Clink.
You know you don't have to say clink. They could actually hear the clink.
No, I saw clink and I read it. It appeared in my brain.
Yeah, this entire thing is scripted.
Yes.
It's a really strange train of thought.
Oh, see, you didn't put the ellipses around clink. That would indicate that it was, yeah. That was your typography.
Okay, yeah,
era.
That's my fault.
That's all
my
you.
Fault.
Okay.
My fault. But I was writing it in shorthand.
Wait, what is this PFF? Oh, that's where you fart. Okay, I'm sorry. That is an ellipses.
Well, I was trying to make it real
piffed.
Silent. Like.
Piffed. Piffed.
Piffed.
Piffed. Piff. Oh, Jesus, how much... What did you eat? Piff, 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 piff. Brap.
Pork.
Oh, it's the porchetta.
Porchetta.
Oh.
My God. Okay. I don't know if I've mentioned this in previous episodes of Whiskey on Sunday, but Seth is an amazing cook. I'd say balls out awesome, but he has probably cooked balls out, so...
No. Actually, the working title of my cookbook is Never Cook Naked.
Words to live by.
Because I use a lot of bacon.
Yes, splattering grease, not good for nudists.
I have cooked in only an apron.
But that's still not naked.
That was part of a BDSM thing, so that's separate.
Okay, you know what? Let's talk about BDSM.
Are we doing that?
I have been reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I have started reading it, and you know what? I am like 50 pages in, and ain't no shades yet.
Well, right.
It's like there are, like, how far do the horny housewives get to before they start diddling? Because it's a lot of buildup.
The first book is moderately tantric, because...
Tantric, if you mean, is bullshit with Indians?
Tantric isn't an Indian name? That's his security guard, right?
Dots, not feathers.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay. 50 Shades of Grey is a story of a college student who goes to interview a CEO, megalomaniac millionaire, and he wants to sign her as a submissive.
Right. Now...
Where are you in the book?
He told her a little about his shitty childhood, which explains why he's into kinky sex.
Which doesn't.
Which is...
Bullshit.
But it's bullshit. Now, this is written... Originally, it was Twilight fanfic. It started off as Twilight fanfic, and she changed the names and then wrote a story around the sex scenes.
Okay.
So she can make some money. And she's making mad money.
Oh, she is taking mad bank to the bank.
But it is written very much like Twilight, which was written by somebody who is very conservative sexually.
Mm-hmm.
It is written by somebody who doesn't know what she's writing. You know, they say write what you know. She's not doing that.
Okay. Well, because I read the first book and I was like, oh, this is leg crossing fun. So, like, reading it on a nook where no one can see what it is that you're reading.
See, that's why it blew up, because it was on an ebook only. And the reason why people... It's awesome, because people, you can say, oh, what am I reading? I'm reading James Joyce. I'm reading The Dubliners. I'm reading Ulysses. No, you're not. You are squeezing your thighs together on the subway and trying to make yourself jizz.
So, it started out as an ebook. It was originally Twilight fanfiction, which... You know, I actually have a friend that writes Twilight fanfiction, and...
Now, is it dirty fanfiction? Because there's, like, fanfiction, which is like, oh, I am also a vampire, and I'm going to hang out with my friends from the books. And then there's, like, oh, I think that the dude vampire should be totally nailing the dude werewolf.
It's, I don't believe that there are any new characters being introduced.
So it's not what we call a Mary Sue, in which you put yourself in a fictional context into the story.
I don't think that that's the case. Because the main characters are Bella, Jacob, and...
And they all graphically have sex with each other in improbable ways.
Yes, which makes me think, like, if she changed the names and changed the story a little bit, like tweaked it a little bit,
she could sell it.
She could make mad bank.
Now, this is a friend of yours.
This is my friend Lelina. She's fucking... She's a very talented writer.
And when it comes to squishy bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that the success of 50 Shades of Grey is encouraging, but also incredibly terrible. Like, I'm not ruining anything for you. I'm not going to tell you anything in the story. Just, like...
I am free with spoilers, because I'm... Well, honestly, okay. I've been trying to skip forward to the parts I can masturbate to, and I haven't found any.
In 50 Shades, Anna and... Or Anna.
Anna...
Anna and Christian... Anastasia.
Anastasia...
Steele.
Steele.
And Christian Grey.
Christian Grey. First of all, their names are the stupidest ever.
It's basically walking into a WASP internment camp.
No. These are the equivalent of the D&D barbarian named Grunthor.
It does kind of look like she maybe went to a website and went, you know, if I was incredibly wealthy.
Have you ever met anyone named Anastasia Steele? Actually, I have a friend who's named Anastasia, but she has immigrant parents, so she's excused.
Right.
Also, she's cute.
But we're putting our own thing on it. Because with my Baltic background, I think Anastasia. I don't think Anastasia.
Baltic background is my...
Gogo Bordello cover band?
Clink.
In the beginning, she starts off, like, assertive and although she's timid and meek and stuff like that, she also has, like, her own mindset of what's right and what's wrong. Mm-hmm. Third book, batshit fucking crazy. I'm reading it, and I was like, okay, well, I can understand, like, the draw from people and stuff like that, but for someone to be their entire world and for someone else to have them be their entire world, that's not living.
No, and that's completely... It's a weird... outsider view of BDSM.
Well, and I also get really pissed off that there is someone that is obscenely wealthy in this.
Right. Because you can be poor and be into BDSM.
Yeah.
And you can be middle class, strongly middle class.
Yes. Well, that, and for the most part, the people that I know that are part of the BDSM community, they're economical. So they come up with better things than someone that has... Like, that can all buy right. a cross.
I have been busted probably 4 or 5 times at Home Depot, where you go and you're like, I need this and I need that. Oh, what are you doing? I'm doing a thing for my porch. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. You need 50 feet of nylon, of rope, and you need chain, and you need eye hooks. Sure. All that Velcro? Yeah, I know what you're doing with that. You are doing dirty, dirty things.
The hottest scene for me in that entire thing had no sex whatsoever. It was when he went to the hardware store and he was buying cable ties.
I haven't gotten there yet. That's probably the most realistic part.
Yes.
Now, I haven't gotten more than halfway through it. So does she become doormatty or just wacky crazy or what?
She doesn't become doormatty because she's still... She's still petulant and...
Oh, she starts off as a virgin, right?
Yes.
She's a virgin college student who's never owned a computer.
Apparently.
Because that happens.
Yeah, apparently in 2011. And
this is set
in 2011.
Yeah, so it's not like it was like 1999, she's never had a computer. She has gone to college and graduate school, right?
Yeah.
And she hasn't owned a computer yet.
No. Instead, she uses the library computer.
Yeah. That happens nowhere.
That happens nunts.
Yeah, nunts.
Nunts times. The first book was compelling. The second book was necessary to tie things up. The third book, I'm not enjoying.
All right, now, that exactly describes my reaction to Anne Rice's little BDSM trilogy about Sleeping Beauty.
The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty.
The first book was interesting.
Yes.
The second book was all right.
Necessary.
The third book was bleh.
Yeah, the third... I'm guessing the third in a BDSM trilogy is just lackluster. Because everyone's looking for their happy ending, and I'm like, no, this is actually a community that exists. There are no such things as happy endings. There are happy moments.
Just like, yeah, yeah.
But tying up everything in a nice little bow and...
Although tying and bows both feature
in BDSM.
Well in BDSM.
Yeah.
Now, have you read those Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah, own them. They're moving with me.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah.
I have the second and the third. The first I lent to somebody and never got it back.
Because it was good.
And then forgot who it was, who I lent it to.
I don't remember a lot of Sleeping Beauty. Like, I remember the claiming of Sleeping Beauty, obviously, the prologue where...
Yes.
He wakes her by...
With his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. His dick has an alarm clock.
What time is it? Cock o'clock.
The thing that I remember most of the claiming of Sleeping Beauty was the bridal trail. And I was like, that's interesting. It's so strange. Like, my aunt is reading this.
She's reading 50 Shades?
Yeah. She's reading 50 Shades. She loved it. She handed me the first book. I read through 170 pages, and I was like, okay.
All right, now, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. This is the unspoken, maybe time sign. How many times did you jill off during 50 Shades of Grey?
Did I what?
Jill off.
Jill off?
Oh. It's the distaff version jack of jack off.
Okay. Yes. Never. Like, there are moments when I felt flushed. There are moments when I was definitely aroused by the situations, but...
Now let me ruin your life a little bit. How many times do you think your aunt jilled off during it?
See, that doesn't bother me at all. Like, sexuality has been something that I learned about at an early age, and, you know, I hope...
Oh, one time when my aunt moved from Providence back to New London, I was packing her stuff up, and I found her porn.
Sweet.
It was weird. Weirder than that was the time that I was helping my mother move and found the couple's massage tapes that her and my stepfather had. Have I mentioned my stepfather on the Whiskey on Sunday?
No, you haven't. But since we're going into the whole topic of discovery in parents' things, my parents have been married for 35 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's...
I couldn't do it for 4, and I had to reset.
Yeah. My parents were married for 10 years before they had us. They had Christopher, he died, and they had Steve.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, my mom had a baby, and his lungs stuck together. So he was born, and he died immediately, because they could not resuscitate him. And then, because they knew that that was a possibility, they injected both my brother and I when we were born. To ensure that our lungs would inflate.
And your lungs did not inflate with THC.
Well, they did not. My lungs also didn't inflate to full capacity.
Oh, we almost lost an alley?
I only have about 80% capacity in my lungs.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
Yeah. But
you got a nice set of lungs on you.
Thanks.
Oh, dang, 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 dang.
But discovery, like, you know, my parents have been married for 35 years. Obviously, I would hope that they have a sex life, which they most likely do. I remember in high school finding, like, a lace teddy in my mom's drawer because I was looking for socks. I think if I found anything that was vibrating, I would probably have skeeved myself out, but...
Oh, I have a story.
You do? All right. Let's take a break and then you will tell this story. I'm going to actually cut in some music here.
Zuzuzu, zuzuzu, zuzuzu.
Dilili-li.
Clink.
Clink. Welcome back. I was talking about discovering a teddy in my mom's underwear
drawer. Sock drawer, yes.
Sock drawer. And, yes, I say draw.
Draw.
I can't.
Drawer.
Drawer. It's difficult. That's the one thing that makes me sound a little Southie.
Ninglindy.
Say draw and four.
After your move, I'm going to have to send you New England care packages.
I really hope so.
Now, you lived on the Connecticut-Massachusetts border, the state line.
I did, but I spent a lot of my childhood in Devon, Milford.
That's crazy, because yeah. That's what we call the white trash dirt version of Milford.
Well, Devon was lovely when my mother lived there. And then when my grandparents were there, it was starting to get a little shady. Because it's over near the Housatonic. Mm. So my grandparents lived right next to the Singing Bridge. My parents got married there. Bridgeport Diner. We would go there on occasion. And when my mom had her surgery, we would spend a lot of time there. We'd spend like a weekend there so that my dad would have time to just spend with my mom. But you are not getting away from this tale of discovery.
Okay.
I know you're trying to.
Now, this was actually a birthday weekend. Mm-hmm. Now, I worked at the mall, and I had a a friend.
Now, was it a friend in the naked sense or a friend in the what's up high five sense?
It was actually one of those awesome friends that are both. Now, she and I were friends, and occasionally we were naked friends.
Okay.
So, she showed up. It was a Memorial Day weekend, and what happens around Memorial Day?
Drinking and fireworks?
My...
Birthday!
So, she showed up at the mall. I was working at a job at the mall. It was a sad Food Court J day, working at Nathan's.
Food Court J?
Food Court J. Actually, Food Court J was that weird guy, had that weird bald strip, and would masturbate into the cheesy fries.
Yeah. If I was homeless, that would be my rap nickname.
Food Court J. Yo! Boom! I eat fries out of your garbage!
Yo, bitch, you got samples?
What rhymes with garbage? I don't know. Please. I enjoy those.
Cabbage?
Cabbage.
I don't Gabbage?
Know. Gabbage. Anyway, so she shows up and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And she's like, hey, isn't it your birthday this weekend? I'm like, yes, it is my birthday this weekend. What are you doing? I don't know. My family has a thing where my grandparents have this party at their campsite because they have a camper. They spend the entire summer at the camper. So that's what's going to go on. But I don't know if I'm going to go or not. I don't really have... I'm not going to... I don't... You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. She's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll go with you to that. I'm like... Oh.
Crazy wood sex?
Happy birthday to me. So, we go to her house after work.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad is like, I don't know about this. She's like, well, I don't think I'm going to, I can't really go because I have already made plans with Mr., we'll call him Seaman X, because he was this Navy dude who her dad hated.
Oh, I thought it was S-E-M-E-N.
No.
But there's an extra A in there.
Yeah, well, this guy got both. There's only one. He got both. He got because he was this bisexual sailor. So her dad hated him. So he's like, oh, no. You should go with, it's his birthday. Have fun, you two. And he's like, be careful in those woods.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you. Bisexual Sailor is my Morrissey cover band, but we only perform at Crab Shacks.
I want to do Smith covers done in She Shanty style.
Either that or like surf.
Oh, girlfriend in a coma. I know. It's serious. Oh, serious.
Awesome. Okay, so her dad said, be careful.
Be careful in those woods. Things happen in those woods.
Like bear fucking.
I don't know. She didn't fuck bears. Although, I guess in the you know...
In the body type?
The pride-flagged community, I might be a bear type. Who knows? So we end up showing up at the family party just before it ended, and my grandparents were there. And, you know, this was they ran that show. And they had there was tents, you know, some of my family had tents and some of my family, and my sister's like, well, you know, she could stay here in our tent and then you could sleep on, in the extra room, the extra bed, the bunk in the grandparents' room. My grandfather's like, no, we have another trailer, it's in storage. We'll just take it out and we'll get a new campsite and put it. And it wasn't for a long time to realize that my grandfather's like, I don't want people in here because this night is time for Grandpa to get his freak on.
Yeah!
So Grandpa hooked me up with a separate trailer.
So that you could get some fucking, and that he could get some fucking.
And now the trailer, the only spot left was right next to the shower room. So it was actually not really camping, it was a shitty motel.
It was Bates Motel, even.
It was worse than Bates Motel because you had to walk
to the bathroom.
You had to walk through the woods to the bathroom, but it was better because nobody murdered me. Yeah, nobody murdered me.
And you're still alive.
I'm still alive. Too. Yes. And that was a fun evening.
I feel really shitty telling this story, but no, I can't tell this story.
All right, so are we gonna go back to BDSM?
Yeah, let's go back to BDSM.
All right, now.
I have a friend who actually does BDSM shows.
Really?
Yeah. She's, I think that on stage she's a dom. I don't know what she is like off stage, but her on stage persona is, no, actually, I think she was the sub on the stage. Because she, and she was in Florida. And apparently there's a law in Florida that you can perform as long as you don't show your nipples. So right. I used to send her Christmas presents that was just electrical tape for her nipples.
The goth night that we used to go to back when I was married to wife number one, mm-hmm. It was a goth fetish night, and there was a electrical tape rule where you had to have electrical tape.
Right. And the thing is, it's not for their own issues. It's legal issues.
Right. But it does add a small level of hotness. Kind of like how anime has been, like hentai has been molded by the laws about what you can show into the weirdness that it is.
Right. But then, my issue with electrical tape is that my friend has smaller than dime size nipples. So mm-hmm. he and electrical tape would be fine.
He?
Yeah. Like I'm trying
the dudes, to. The dudes need nipple tape?
No. Dudes don't need nipple tape. But in this situation, I'm under the impression that everybody needs nipple tape. Whereas like somebody else, like do they have to actually use nipple tape to cover everything, like the areola or just the nipple itself?
Just the nipple itself.
So you could have this weird target type thing.
If you are...
Looks like a fucking bullseye.
If you are graciously endowed and you go straight 90 degrees top to bottom, left to right, you would look like a...
Like skeet shooting.
Yeah. It would look like a target reticule. Yeah.
And technically would get some skeet shot on you.
Well, that would actually be wrong. That most places aren't going to allow that.
No, they don't.
Although, at Gotham's Goth Night, there was a certain area where people who were flaunting the no smoking indoors rule were also flaunting the no finger banging blowjob rule.
Okay.
Which was an unspoken rule, because really, everywhere has a no finger banging blowjob rule.
Yeah, it's pretty much normal. At Gotham, did they, did they have the hardware?
They had a St. Andrew's cross.
No, St. Andrew's cross is the X, right?
It's a big wooden X with the
cuffs at the top and the bottom.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because they do mention a St. Andrew's cross in 50 Shades.
Yes.
But they don't. The writer didn't explain what any of the stuff was. So if someone were to buy some or were to want to buy something, like because they were inspired, which if they are, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care if it's terrible writing. If people are willing to spice up their sex lives and continue in a relationship by being creative, I'm totally for it.
My problem with the 50 shading of people who are not into that lifestyle or that activity mm-hmm. is that there are some things portrayed that are not safe.
Like such as?
I can't think of it, but... There are certain things that are I don't know if there's safety words involved.
There are, but their safety words are yellow and red. Yellow is to slow down, red is to stop entirely. I don't necessarily think that those are good safe words. I think that a safe word is something that is completely, like...
Now, my first safety word was with a friend that I was sleeping with. And, mm-hmm. and she... our safety words were our names. A little smooth jazz for
Why would you pump Kenny G?
You know what? If I was going to pump Kenny G, it would be without lube. And it would just be
the Punisher.
It
would be with his own fucking flute.
It would just be... Take that, you tenor sax motherfucker! I was talking about...
You were talking about safe words.
Safe words.
Safe now, words being your name.
My first safe word was with Teenage Bondage Queen.
Okay.
Teenage Bondage Queen and I sort of... accidentally end up in a relationship.
Now, was it due to the physical?
Well, we were on...
Because she's pretty awesome. Like, not pretty. Like, she's super amazing, gorgeous, awesome.
Have you... You've never met her? No. Teenage Bondage Queen, you've never met.
Really?
Yeah, this is not somebody who's currently in my life.
Okay, I thought it was LL.
Oh, no. Teenage Bondage Queen... Out. Actually, she knows Teenage Bondage Queen. Teenage Bondage Queen was a person I met the same way I met LL. She okay. was in the geek community. She and I started hanging out, and we started...
Banging out.
And
fucking love me for rhyming right there.
So, at one point, you know, the idea was that, you know, she and I were casually banging the bang bangs. Mm-hmm. But we were in a BDSM relationship, and I was a...
The dom.
I was a dom, she was a sub.
Okay.
And she and I had a thing where, you know, we had an age difference. Because she was Teenage Bondage Queen. I was not Teenage Bondage Guy. I was late 20-something Bondage Guy. So, you know, we had a thing.
Was she legal?
She was, yes. Yeah, she was 18-ish.
Okay.
In the CT, she was legal.
As long as it was legal. Like, I'm... Well...
She was still attending classes...
At the high school?
At the schools of high.
So you Matt McConaughey'd that bitch.
Oh my god. I Matt McConaughey'd a couple 2-3s. I'm gonna say I went to...
Couperade'd that motherfucker.
I did couperade! I did go to more proms than I should have. Clink! I went to a prom with a girl who I never slept with, but at that prom was a girl I did sleep with, and I was older than some of the teachers there at the prom.
I have nothing to say.
Oh
to that.
My god, that's not something to be proud of. That's not at all.
No, mm-hmm. I think it's humorous. Well, actually, no, that is quite admirable for a dude. For a lady, though,
here's the problem. The problem with dating girls who are much younger than you, it's worse for you than them. Because a 19-year-old girl or an 18-year-old girl is going to be in a constant state of flux. And if you are like 27, you are ready to absorb something.
Right.
And you're ready to start setting things down. And you can, if you're involved with somebody who's 10 years younger than you at that age, you are not going to get something that you're ready to settle down. So everything is temporary.
Well, and there are... The mindset of a high school girl, well, when I was in high school, was that of the Disney mindset. Like, you know, happily ever after and bullshit like that.
Oh, not this girl. She was a nerder girl.
Yeah! Well, that's awesome. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
The best thing was we were coming back from on the train from New York. We'd gone to a show, had a lot of fun, coming back. Leave that story for later.
Anyway. Did you fuck in the bathroom?
No. Mm. She blew me on the dance floor, which was so crowded nobody noticed. But...
In New York.
In NYC, yes. So, we're coming back, and she was on her way... She was going on vacation after that. The day after that, she was off to France with her parents. So, she comes up to me, and she's like, "Can I ask you a question?" There has never been a good sentence that followed, "Can I ask you a question?"
Like, immediately, your heart... hits the ground, and you're like, "Oh god, something is gonna happen that's gonna make me either feel like a shithead or be really angry." So my blood pressure is gonna change regardless. All right.
Her question was,
"What are we?
Why haven't you ever told me you love me?"
Oh no.
My answer was, on my honest, heartfelt answer was, "I didn't think you wanted to know that."
That's actually a really good reply. Because it's not giving away, like, not loving somebody. Or loving somebody.
So she said, "I love you." First time I heard that. "I'll miss you. Don't fuck bleepy." Because at that point we were not exclusive.
Right, but you had limitations.
Right. No, we didn't. No, because we weren't exclusive. We're just... Whatever.
Okay.
So she said, "I love you. I'll miss you. Don't fuck bleepy."
Okay.
It was bleepy's birthday the next week while TBQ was going to be in France, and Bleepy and I were going to hang out and probably have a little 21st birthday drink-a-ton.
I don't necessarily think that that's... Your definition of exclusive and my definition of exclusive are completely different. Because being with someone and having them say, "Just don't fuck this person," does not necessarily mean that you are exclusive. It's just a matter of preference. Like, right. I would prefer that you not sleep with this person
while Here's the I'm thing. Away. I assumed don't fuck bleepy.
Don't funk.
So I assumed that bleepy, had I not funked bleepy, but I had met somebody at bleepy's birthday party that I had funked, probably would have been just as bad.
Okay, well, you were putting that on you.
Right, but Bleepy was the one who was most likely to fuck. And for the record, I never did fuck Bleepy. But Bleepy and I got really close. And I had to throw a friend of mine under the Bleepy bus.
The Bleepy Mobile?
The Bleepy Mobile. Because we were drinking and nobody was showing up for a birthday because everyone was late. And I'm like, oh my God. And we're getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And I kept on standing up and calling France. That was expensive.
Oh my God.
And eventually, a friend of mine showed up and I threw her under the bus, the bleepy bus. I'm like, you ought to finger bang this chick sometime so that I don't.
I just consider that considerate. Like, I can't fuck you.
That was...
But here are a list of people that can. Yeah. And they're wonderful. Sesh approved.
Sesh approved. So, yes. But, yeah, Teenager Bondage Queen and I had a BDSM relationship where we BD'd and SM'd.
Now, was there a contract or anything like that? Because I know that in 50 Shades of Grey, the main character actually introduces a contract. And the best part about it is you can see what the contract is, and it is very, very cut and dry.
Now,
That actually got me a little wet.
Really?
I really like paperwork.
Oh my God, the time you fucked that guy who's a notary public.
Oh my God.
And he put that.
Please don't make that joke. My dad's a notary.
He put that stamp on your ass.
Oh no.
Oh no. Everybody has daddy issues.
I don't have daddy issues as much as I have, like, daddy quarterlies.
I don't have daddy issues because I'm a dude. Dudes don't have
daddy issues. Yeah, but you fucking do. You have daddy issues.
Do I? Mm-hmm. I called him on his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, when was the last time you fucking called him?
Father's Day.
Okay, and before that?
Easter.
Easter's in April. Father's Day's in June.
He called me on my birthday in May, and I didn't pick up.
Because you didn't want to talk to him.
I have a great relationship with my father now that he is 1,000 miles away from me.
And that's a good thing. And the thing is, you, as much as you don't want to admit this, you have got a lot of traits from your dad. Because from what I hear, your dad is pretty culinary.
Well, he does make his own jams.
Like super jams. Like key lime jam.
You have had his jams.
No, I have not. I had kolaki, but the kolaki wasn't made with his jams because they didn't arrive until after.
Damn it. I will mail you something. Actually, by that time I mail you food, it'll be from our jams.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have jams?
I do. I pump them up eventually. At some points, I do pump them up.
While your feet are stomping?
Yeah.
And the jam is pumping?
Keep the rhythm moving. Pump up the preserves. Pump the jellies.
Yeah, but I think that everybody has parent issues.
Yes.
Whether or not it's mommy or daddy related. So making the joke, you know, this girl's got daddy issues for whoever models for Suicide Girls, which I don't necessarily think is the case for...
Now,
the direction for that.
Teenage Bondage Queen.
Is she a suicide girl?
Teenage Bondage Queen ended up settling. She went to college. She became a lawyer.
Good for her.
She married a physician. And she has a nice, I assume, I haven't talked to her in years, has a nice suburban life.
With probably a lot of kink, which is what you need.
I am hoping... with all my heart, that her quiet doctor is
just the dom she's looking for.
Dirty, dirty bastard in bed.
Okay, you know what? Our friend...
But, I do notice that her husband, as seen on the Faces base, is larger than normal. Because when I fuck a girl, I ruin her for skinny guys. It's fat guys only after that.
Once you go fat, you never go back?
You never go flat. Once you go fat, you never go flat.
But you're not
flat. Clink.
One of our friends, whose name we will not mention, has...
But starts with a letter. and ends with another letter.
It, oh my God, it totally does. Yes, and I'm, it does. I feel really bad about giving that away. They, our friend and their significant other.
Yes.
Bought a house.
They did.
And in the house, there was actually an installed tie rack. And the tie rack itself is now full of ropes.
One of, we gave them a wedding present.
Okay.
We turned an IKEA item into a spanking bench.
That's kind of awesome. Okay, so you customized an IKEA thing.
I did. I hacked it.
So what did you start out with?
Started out with a trestle table support.
Okay.
That I added padding and vinyl to. And I stained it and then sealed it. And sanded it and sealed it. And then added restraint points and turned it into a spanking bench. And gave it to them for their wedding present.
That's fantastic.
I kind of sort of, with a bit of advice, nurtured that relationship.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with rough play.
No.
At all. And no. I think that, were you hesitant to give them the gift?
Not really. No, not at all.
Good.
Now, the 50 Shades of Grey of movies is...
Secretary. Yes, and it does stink a little of Secretary. It stinks of, like, leftover Secretary.
Secretary is much more accurate as far as how a lot of the... Who's the strongest woman you know?
The strongest woman? Are you talking, like, physically or mentally?
Both. Who would you say was a woman who would less likely put up with any bullshit and would probably punch you in the face with your bullshit?
My aunt, who is reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Besides that.
Your wife.
My wife is tough as shit. Would you agree with that?
She punched your neighbor in the face. she totally did.
She got arrested for punching my neighbor in the face.
But your neighbor was being a cunt.
Yeah, yeah. And that was her fifth time she was arrested for punching cunts in the face.
Yep.
One of those cunts was a 16-year-old boy who was gay bashing her friend. My wife's a tough-ass girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't want to mess with her.
Oh, God, no.
She is very submissive.
Which I think is actually odd, because in the exterior of your relationship, my biggest hurdle in being best friends with you is winning over the wifey. Like, because originally I was like, she fucking hates me. She hates me. And I was like, I don't know why. I don't know what the issue is. And then for some, like, somehow I managed to turn it a little bit. I fucking love her just as much as I love you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, well, that was a thing with her, because she has to...
But if to be perfectly honest, we did firing range, she'd get shot. Because I want you to live. Firing range!
Well, I don't know what that is.
Okay, my friend created this game.
Is that like fuck, marry, kill without having any sex?
Yes.
Well, that's bullshit!
Okay. Because
there's no reward!
No, my friend Krista, she's the one that owns the t-shirt company, Bias Designs, out of Boston.
T-shirts and Boston, two things I love the most.
I know, they're wonderful. She's the one that made the gaming shirt for her brother, for me, as a Christmas present, where it's an outline of a raven, and it says, "You seem trustworthy, would you care to join our party?" Because he had a raven familiar in D&D named Renoir, and he was like, "You seem trustworthy, would you care to join our party?" Which is not an accent that is normal, but... she created this game called Firing Range. Firing Range is, you pull it out in the middle of nowhere.
Kind of like my penis and why I don't get arrested that often.
Why you get arrested more often than not. We'll just be talking and we'll have a normal conversation for like 3 hours. And then all of a sudden she'll go, Firing Range! And then name off two things and you have to pick the one person that's going to die.
Oh.
Yeah, she did that with her brother and she named me and his girlfriend at the time. He picked his girlfriend. And it was like, because it's instinctive. It's like, okay, you have to pick one and you have to pick them within 10 seconds. Firing range. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Firing range. Alec Baldwin.
Or?
Adam Baldwin.
Start counting.
5.
Adam Baldwin dies. Which sucks. Okay. they're both dead. But firing range. Bridget Bardot, Betty Page. 5, 4.
Bridget
3.
Bardot.
Okay. It's fun, right?
Oh, it is. Firing range. Brad Pitt, Edward Norton.
Brad Pitt. I fucking love Edward Norton.
Okay.
Firing range, David Tennant or Matt Smith?
David Tennant.
Really?
Really.
Rolla.
Raw.
Yes. So, firing range is a really fun game to play.
And also a new feature in Whiskey on a Sunday. Clink!
Well, the really uncomfortable part about firing... We need another bottle. The really...
We have one in the fridge.
Yes!
Let's punch that in.
We'll
chain.
We can start. Well, let's let me finish mine. We'll end this one, and then we'll circle another one. Firing range is great until you start including friends.
No, yeah, it's bad.
Like firing range, Jerry or Marissa, 5, 4, 3. Don't answer.
I cannot answer.
The reason why I very rarely answer when it comes to choosing friends is that if any of the people that know those people are in the room,
it's going to be relayed to them. It's terrible. Yeah.
Right. Well, the unfortunate thing...
One of those I've slept with, one of us haven't.
Yes. Okay.
One of those I can sleep with tomorrow, one I cannot tomorrow.
Yes.
One of those has a finger, one of those does not have a finger.
No, they both have 10 fingers.
Wait, no one lost their hands in the war against the robots?
No, that hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
You had a seizure and you were looking at the future.
I was looking at the future.
You painted the future.
Everybody, do not buy stock in Apple. It will cause the humanity decline.
Yep. Boom. But I'm pretty sure that we are pretty much running out of time.
And we're going to punch this in?
We are going to punch it in.
Boom, and then explode.
Explodes. And then it glistens in the sky as all of these... sparkles fall down.
Like the whiz of Zootus.
Zootus is the love child of Zeus and Judas?
Yes, Zootus. Because honestly, we couldn't find a god we could like, so we made our
own. We were just like, we Zootus. Need a little bit of great, we need a little bit of evil.
Zootus.
So, Zootus.
Zootus.
Now, guess which one I think is great and guess which one I think is evil.
I've been more Judas than Zeus in my life. Actually, Zeus dressed himself as a...
Dr. Zeus.
Oh, Zeus dressed himself as an animal in order to fuck broads.
Yeah, but that's totally on the women. They were like, I would like to fuck this swan. Why am I having babies that have really long necks?
That's where Steve Buscemi came from.
Oh my god. With his crazy crack baby eyes. It's not a crack baby. It's just me.
He's just a demigod. He's a demigod, which just explains that whole success.
Oh, God. Steve Buscemi is a demigod. Steve Buscemi, demigod. Can someone please
Buscemi-god.
Buscemi-god. Can someone please make that a comic?
Or a t-shirt.
Oh.
Or a g-string.
No, I really don't want Steve Buscemi anywhere near my lady bits.
I would totally wear a fucking Steve Buscemi ball bag. With those huge eyes right where my balls are. Just
banana hammock. Oh my god. It would look like you just had two eyes hanging underneath your dick.
Here's the thing about Steve Buscemi. You cannot fault him. Because after like crazy people flew planes into the World Trade Center and shit went bad. Wait, center, and shit went bad.
Okay, 5-year-old Steph.
So, what he did, what people didn't know, is that Steve Buscemi, when he was a struggling actor, was also a fire department guy. So,
he became a fireman!
He's like, well, you know what? Acting is good and pays my bills, but I will be a fireman until shit gets
realer. Because right now it's pretty fucking surreal.
So, after 2011 September, he became a fireman again. Just because they needed him.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Steve Buscemi with those wicked, wicked, weird eyes. And that great show on HBO. Boardwalk Empire.
Buscemi eyes. They're watching you. Watching your every move. Buscemi eyes.
Clap, clap. Clink, clink, they're watching you. Clink, clink.
Okay, so for another episode of Whiskey on Sunday, I am Cranial Spasm on the Twitter.
I am Rev Hooligan, your Reverend Hooligan. Your sweet and tender Reverend Hooligan.
Bringing you your weekly gospel of Stank?
Funk.
Okay, funk.
Stank funk.
Stank funk. Stunk.
Stunk. Stunk.
Fank.
Fank. Fank. Thank you for your stunk. Wow, governor. Thank you for your stunk.
Oh, I'm starting to love this even more.
Touch me.
Whip sounds. We talked about BDSM for like fucking an hour.